to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back for the fourth installment of our special conversation and edition with Trevor Loudon on the enemies within, a phenomenon of just incalculable importance as we try to understand the nature of the enemy we're confronting today, principally the global jihad movement, and counter the effects of the enemy within, the title of Trevor's new book, on our understanding, let alone our capacity for dealing with this threat. And Trevor, I just wanted to come back to something you said in the last segment, which is how the organizations like the ACLU, the Center for American Progress, and others on the left have enabled the Islamists to be far more effective in their own penetration of our government and our civil society institutions. Talk a bit about that, if you would.
Well, basically in America now, the system security checks that used to be very common right throughout your government is now virtually defunct. Once you had to be very heavily vetted to hold most government positions. Now you have extreme radicals holding all sorts of positions. And the ACLU, Center for American Progress, they have worked diligently over the years to destroy Americans' internal security apparatus. You know, the ACLU helped get America's House Un-American Activities canceled in the 70s, the Senate Internal Security Committees, and that has left the United States basically very vulnerable. And that they've done the same with police departments all over the country, gutting their intelligence, gutting local police intelligence units.
Yeah, a very important facet of this, as you know, Trevor Loudon, is the extent to which the left, specifically the ACLU, but others as well, have helped engineer the purging of information in the FBI and military and intelligence community and Homeland Security training programs that is, I think, disabling our internal security arms, our first lines of defense, if you will, from even understanding the nature of the Islamists, this jihadist threat, let alone being able to effectively counter it.
Yeah, the FBI agents aren't even taught about radical Islam. You know, they're taught about, you know, white supremacists and Puerto Rican nationalists.
Constitutionalists,
you know, Tea Party types, but they're taught nothing about the major threats to the country. And that has been engineered by groups like the ACLU and the National Lawyers Guild and other radical leftist groups because they want their friends, the Islamists, to basically bring down America.
Yeah. Even though it will be perilous in the extreme for them if that succeeds. Trevor, talk about the role that the left played in helping the Islamists accomplish one of the most tectonic shifts in modern history, namely the overthrow of the Shah, and what the lessons learned from that ought to be, particularly as we're at the cusp of new agreements with this post-Shah revolutionary Islamist regime in Tehran.
Yeah, look, the Tudeh Party, the pro-Soviet Communist Party, played a huge role in the revolution against the Shah that brought the Ayatollahs to power. And when the Ayatollahs got to power, they jailed and slaughtered a huge number of the communists.
An object lesson in how this red-green axis thing works out in practice.
Yeah, so, you know, but they're still doing it. The Communist Party USA today is openly calling in the newspaper for the Obama administration to form a formal alliance, a military political alliance with Iran. They're still doing it. And I think Obama is working towards this.
I'm afraid he is. And certainly what he's doing by transferring perhaps tens of billions of dollars to the Iranians is certainly enabling their terrorism, their subversion, their ballistic missile programs, and indeed, I would argue, their nuclear programs as well. Trevor, you were one of the few people who has paid attention to what I consider to be a prime example of the phenomenon you've warned about, the enemies within, namely the appointment of a man with extensive ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, an organization that is in the classic subversive tradition of the Soviet Union, engaged in civilization jihad. This Muslim Brotherhood operation is quite well positioned now to undermine us from within, destroy us from within, as they say. But talk a bit about Congressman Andre Carson of Indiana and the importance or the significance of his recent appointment by Nancy Pelosi to a key committee in the U.S. House of Representatives.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi, one of the richest Marxists in the United States, just appointed Andre Carson to the Intelligence Committee. Now, that is the body that oversees all 16 of America's intelligence agencies. You're supposed to get security clearances to serve on bodies like that. But Andre Carson has identifiable ties with Marxist groups like Democratic Socialists of America and extensive, as you have well documented, Frank, extensive ties to fronts for the Muslim Brotherhood. How could that guy get a clearance to clean the toilets at any military base in your country? How could he work for the post office? Yet he is overseeing 16 of your intelligence agencies appointed by Nancy Pelosi, and nobody's saying anything about it.
Tease this out, though, for us, Trevor, because I think, unfortunately, this audience, I think, is not so ignorant as are most Americans, sadly, about the nature of our security. But what are the implications? Go beyond simply overseeing. What does it mean in terms of potentially the compromise of what's left of our internal security organizations? What does it mean perhaps for the compromise of our operations overseas against the Muslim Brotherhood, if there are any, or against jihadists associated with them?
Well, it has all sorts of implications. How are your foreign allies going to trust you if they know that you appoint someone like that to oversee intelligence? Because they're giving you information all the time that they need kept secret. Yet it's going to someone like Andre Carson, who has ties to the very enemies they're trying to protect those secrets from. If Andre Carson is in any way compromised or any way working for bad elements, he can do immense damage to your national security. He can tip off enemies of your country about who is being investigated or who is not being investigated. You know, the Soviets, you know, they had Kim Philby, the head of MI6, as their agent, and they could run everything past Kim Philby, what operations are successful, what operations are being compromised. He did immense damage to the Western cause. Andre Carson is perfectly placed to do the same.
Yeah, the piece of this that I think we also ought to take into account, and you addressed it earlier in the program, but maybe to finish on this thought, even if he were not actually taking classified information and giving it or tipping off enemies of this country to it, what are the possibilities that he could be engaged in influence operations that misdirect our intelligence services and their operations?
Yeah, and it's not as though he's the only dodgy character on that committee. So he could be directing intelligence agencies down blind alleys. He could be feeding disinformation into them. There's all sorts of possibilities.
And insisting that they not pay any attention to certain things or follow rigorously this admonition from the president that, you know, we don't want to be giving offense to Muslims by understanding too well or, heaven forfend, saying anything about what they're actually doing to subvert us from within. Trevor, we are hard out of time. We could go on for several more days, and I hope we'll have an opportunity to do it so in the near future. Let me just commend again to all of our listeners your extraordinary recent book, The Enemies Within, Communists, Socialists, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress. He is also the author of Barack Obama and The Enemies Within. Check them out. Trevor, in the meantime, keep up the great work you're doing both in our own country and in yours. Come back to us again very soon, and safe travels, my friend. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.